to the Steve Cochran Show.
Arnold Palmer, paired with Dave Marr, who takes the pressure of playing with the champion in his stride. This 25-foot birdie putt gives Marr the second-place tie with Nicklaus. But oh, that man Palmer. Here's his wind-up putt. He gets a 70, which added to 269s and a 68 gives him a 276, 12 under par, and the Masters by 6 shots. The man he dethroned, Jack Nicklaus, helps him don the traditional green jacket that goes with the Masters. Palmer gets $20,000 and brings his earnings as a pro past the half-million mark. Another first by Arnie the Magnificent.
Arnold Palmer dies at 87. What a life. What a life lived. I wrote a blog called The First Superstar because he really was just that. He invented superstar in athletics. And lived his life in a way that, you know, we all hear stories. And Dave, you and I have been around for a while. I've never in my life, and I mean this literally, and I'm pretty close to golf, I've never come across anyone who said, wait till you hear what a jerk Palmer is.
No question.
The thousands and thousands of people that he met. And he appears to have left a positive impression on all of them. It's an amazing story. There's a picture we're going to put up here in a little bit as Dr. Kevin Most joins us. A picture of Dr. Kevin Most at maybe, what, 16 years old?
Yeah, it was either 16 or 17. It was that summer. I'm not sure.
Nice hair, David Cassidy.
Hey, you know, I didn't have time to get a haircut.
Dr. Kevin Most with a shock of blonde hair. He looks like a roadie for the flock of seagulls. You caddied for Arnold Palmer in what event?
Yeah, there was a pro-am at Butterfield Country Club for Children's Memorial Hospital, put on by United Airlines. And Arnie came and played, and I was fortunate that I was the top caddy, so I got to caddy for Arnie. And kind of the ironic or cool thing about that this day is that the guy who caddied, who finished second to me that year, is my good friend, your friend, Larry Ryan.
Yeah, guy you've been best friends with almost your whole life.
We've been friends for 40 years.
Yeah.
And he caddied for the Wally Phillips. They played in the same group.
How about that? Did Wally have any game?
No, none whatsoever. And it was so funny. Wally came and he was wearing obnoxious. I'm going to send you a picture of what he wore that day. Just these obnoxious clothes, loud, and I mean, sparkle. And he said on the first tee, you know, I'm playing with Arnold Palmer. It's the only way anybody's going to notice.
Well, there you go. He's not wrong about that, is he?
Yep.
And if you could be with Wally Phillips and he's the other guy in the group, that was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, especially in Chicago.
So what do you remember of that day? What do you remember of what Palmer said? Were you nervous?
No, you know, oh, God, yeah, was I nervous. But, you know, parts of it I remember like it was yesterday. You know, you played Butterfield, standing on the first tee. His pilot, because he had a private plane, his pilot brought down his golf bag, you know, and stands, you know, sits in front of me there, and I'm standing there holding the bag going, holy cow, this is Arnold Palmer's golf bag. And Palmer had gone into the locker room and obviously was, you know, being, you know, shepherded around by people. But, you know, he walks up on the first tee and, you know, looks me right in the eye, and I'm, you know, 16, 17 years old. You know, his big old hand, you know, shakes my hand. Arnold Palmer.
Rips your arm off.
Yeah. I'm looking at him going, God, I know who you are.
Hi, I'm Kevin Most.
It was. And, you know, you rarely, you know, and at that time, like I said, it was a top caddy at Butterfield. I never got nervous out there. I knew the course forward and backward, but
yeah,
it was so different. I mean, every hole, okay, where should I hit it? You know, like,
so he did ask you to club him. He asked you, or at least asked you what the lines were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He asked me lines. He didn't, you know, he never asked me clubs. He asked me lines. And on the first hole, he said, hey, you know what? I know, let me tell you how I like the game, and let me tell you what I like out of a caddy. You know, so here he is. He's playing in this event, and yet he's trying to help me along. And it was really cool.
I can't imagine. And it probably felt like it lasted 10 minutes, right?
Oh, God, yeah. But it was neat. I mean, he was an absolute gentleman the entire time. I still have the $20 he gave me.
Oh, I wouldn't have spent it either. I think that's absolutely cool.
Yeah.
As you went along, did he loosen up is not the right word, but did he ask about you? Did he talk about you?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wanted to know about me, wanted to know about my family, you know, how I was doing in school. And, you know, here he's playing with Wally, the CEO of United Airlines, and I don't know who, I can't remember who the other big benefactor was. And he interacted with everybody, interacted with the crowd. I mean, there was, you know, people lining the fairways and just, you know, talking to people and gracious as could be.
This would have been when, 70, 71, 72?
No, God, no. 74, 75.
Oh, 74, 75.
Summer of 75, actually.
Yep. His last win on tour, I think, was 1974. Which is another piece of the story, which is amazing, because the guy's a household name in 2016. He hadn't won on the regular tour in 43 years. It tells you how much he did to really instill himself in everyone's life and be a constant presence in America. But what kind of game did he have then?
Oh, phenomenal game. I mean, unbelievable. You know, he sat on the first tee, and he had asked me earlier, while he said, how far, if you remember Butterfield, there was a big old oak right in the middle of the first fairway.
Yep.
He asked me how far it is to that oak. And I said, well, you know, I was kind of guessing. He said, no, I really want to know how far it is. So he went on and did a little putting clinic, and we paced it off. And he was now going to do a clinic on the first tee. So he comes back. He said, how far is it to that oak? I said, 184 yards. So he picked out a 6-iron, five iron, whatever he hit. It hit it, his first shot landed right at the base of the first tree.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, it was like,
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this is long before range finders, kids, where the caddies actually had to know the numbers.
Oh, yeah, it was, and it was math. And he was very interesting. You know, fortunately, I had caddied the summer before for Steve Melnick and at the Western Open, uh-huh. And, you know, the pros like distances different than we do. You know, we're always say, tell me how far it is to the pin. They want to know how far it is to the front of the green and then how far it is to the pin. And he would always ask me, okay, how far to the front, how far to the pin?
Right.
And it was just a really a cool day.
When you finished, what did he say to you?
You know, big old shake my hand, thank you, you know, keep it up. He was very encouraging. And then, you know, I was fortunate I ran into him years later and we can talk about that story, too, because it was a lot of fun as well.
Stand by. More with Dr. Most coming up. And we got a little medicine to talk about as well, because amongst the things that Arnold Palmer accomplished in his life was starting a hospital. And a hospital with real, real big impact in the Orlando, Florida area in particular on pediatric cancer and cancer research with some great doctors and great facilities. And Dr. Most can talk about that. Remembering Arnold Palmer, part of the show today for obvious reasons.
I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
Talking to Dr. Most, remembering Arnold Palmer. And Arnold Palmer died yesterday at 87, a life well lived beyond all measures. Hey, look, there's nothing you could say that really does Arnold Palmer justice, because he accomplished so much in 87 years. You know, he's probably just tired. It's time to go rest. But he won. We were just talking off the air. Total career winnings, Doc. Total career winnings. And this includes European Tour winnings, Senior Tour winnings. He helped start the Senior Tour. Never would have started without him.
What do you have? He had 62 on the PGA Tour, right?
Yeah, 95 worldwide.
Wow.
Total career winnings. And I want you to keep in mind that yesterday, Rory McIlroy won $12 million in one day. Well, 1 week. When he won the tournament.
$10 million just for the FedEx Cup.
Right. So when he won the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship, $12 million. Palmer in his entire career won $7 million. $7 million total winnings. Now, there won't be a need for a bake sale for the family. His net worth is somewhere between $600 and $700 million. But again, it goes to this amazing story of how this guy invented the superstar athlete, invented branding, invented all of it. And I certainly hope that at least some of the modern-day athletes, not just golfers, understand that he did it. He created it. There's a guy named Mark McCormick who became really the first sports superstar agent. And the two of them together never had a contract. They had a handshake through all those years and just got it done. Because you know why, Doc? They were better than we were. They were better men than we were. They trusted each other.
Very true.
So, all right. So years later, you caddy for Palmer at 16. Years later, you meet him again where?
Yep. So years later, the Ameritech Senior Open, our great friend Peter DeYoung, who you'll see later this week.
Right.
Pro-Am, 1993. So the Bulls are right in the middle of their heyday, and I mean right in the middle of the three-peats. And he pairs Michael Jordan with Arnold Palmer to play in the Pro-Am.
So you, let's see, 93. So we're almost 20 years down the road from when you caddied for him. So you go up, shake his hand again. Did he remember the story?
No, but I told him the story. Then he just kind of smiled and laughed. He said, "Did we have fun? Did I play well?"
Well, you know what? I sort of respect the fact that he didn't go, "I remember you. You were the kid with the bag."
Exactly. It was very cool, but it was, you know, another great day to walk. You can imagine we were walking security for Michael and Arnie, you know, for 18 holes to sit there and walk between two of the legends in their games. It was quite a day as well. And
okay.
Always thank Mr. DeYoung for that opportunity.
Arnold Palmer and his wife, his late wife, Winnie Palmer, both have children's hospitals with their names on them. There's the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies and the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children. Both pretty impressive facilities, right?
They are. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, he and Jack were such great competitors, but also such great friends. And the impact that both of them have made in Florida is just amazing. Between the Nicholas Children's Hospital in Miami and Arnie's hospital in Orlando, just a huge impact in pediatrics. And very cool stuff that they're doing. And both of them are not just, hey, slap my name on a hospital. They totally support the hospitals and make sure and they advance the hospitals. Both of them, nationally ranked hospitals. These are nothing, you know. Arnie's Hospital, well known for cardiology in the Orlando area.
And pediatric cancer, one of the focuses?
Yeah, it is. You know, any of these children's hospitals, you certainly want to make sure that you have a big focus on oncology just because it's getting to be so specialized. And, you know, some great news came out last week on some pediatric cancer stuff that without places like this, you know, we wouldn't see that. We wouldn't have that opportunity. But, you know, last week, the cancer data came out that showed that pediatric deaths from cancer dropped 20% since 1999.
That's great.
Yeah. And leukemia used to be the number one cause of pediatric cancer death, and it no longer is. It's been overtaken by pediatric brain cancer. And you say, well, gosh, that's kind of a bummer, isn't it? But it's not that pediatric brain cancer is on a rise. It's that we have gotten so much better at treating pediatric leukemias to where we have a survival rate approaching 90%. So the impact that these guys have made, you know, not only in the golf game as ambassadors, but in the community, in the health community, for advancing pediatric oncology, pediatric cardiology as well, but have allowed numerous kids to live for what used to be a potential death sentence.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's that greatest generation thing to some extent, but when you have fame and wealth and you use it for good the way that both of those guys have or did in the case of Mr. Palmer, that's great. And that hospital will live on for generations, because of what he did. Anyway, great stories, Doc. Thank you for that.
Yeah, hope everyone has an Arnold Palmer at lunch today in his honor.
You could do worse, couldn't you?
Take a lemonade and iced tea and mix them up.
That's exactly right. And if you get a chance, watch the Golf Channel because they're going 24/7 with tributes, and there's a lot of cool stuff there. Thanks, Doc. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day.